to Mr. Biz Radio, Biz Talk for Biz Owners. If you're ready to stop faking the funk and take your business onward and upward, this show is for you. And now, here's Mr. Biz, Ken Wentworth.
All right, welcome to another episode of Mr. Biz Radio with me, Mr. Biz, Ken Wentworth. And we're going to talk about something that has been, I guess, I would say it's still a hot topic. It's been hot for a while. I was going to say it's getting warm, but I think it's only warming up. It's continuing to get hotter, and that is artificial intelligence. And we really haven't talked too much about artificial intelligence on the show, so shame on me, because it has been a bit of a hot topic over the last several years, and again, it continues to grow. And that's why I wanted to have today's guest on. She's been a guest on the show previously, and she was an amazing guest, and shame on me for not bringing her on sooner and getting her back on the show again. But, and gosh, I think... Nina, it's been, I'm trying to think when we were texting back and forth, if I recall, and I'm like, I got to get you back on the show. Like, what do you got going on now? What are you working on? And you're like, oh my gosh, I'm getting into artificial intelligence. And I said, it is freaking perfect. This is freaking perfect. And so it took a couple months, schedule wise and everything to get her on. But our guest this week is Nina Shevchuk. She's again been on the show before. If you didn't listen or watch that show, go back and check it out. It's on all the platforms. Oh gosh, I hate to say this because I'm always bad with time, Nina. But was it maybe 14 months ago, something like that?
Yeah, I think it was November before November 2022.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, 15 months ago, something like that. But we're going to talk today about integrating artificial intelligence into your business. What are some ways you can do that? But really, I want to get started. I won't bore you guys and go back and talking Nina talking about her journey and all that kind of stuff. Again, if you haven't heard the first show or watched the first show, go back and find that. You can find out more about some of her background. But Nina, so let's just get started, like sort of AI 101, you know, for people who are not familiar with it and have heard about it and they're fearful of it or like, oh, we're pushing it off. I don't want to deal with it or whatever. Sort of, if you could tell us a little bit, you know, what is AI? Like, what even is it? Like, I know it's difficult to define, but let's start there, I guess.
First of all, thanks for having me. And also, well done on pronouncing my surname so well. You sound so great.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Well, starting with AI, I didn't come from the tech background. So that's why I think I'm the perfect person to talk about it, because I talk about it in a very simple terms that people can relate to, I think. And in a very simple way, AI, artificial intelligence, is a technology, transformative technology that basically mimics human intelligence. So it learns how we learn. So it operates how we operate, how our brains operate. So if you think about the brain and how our brain basically works with neurons, so our human brain has over 100 billion neurons. And for us to learn something, the neurons have to get together and basically create a synaptic connection. And this is what happens in the human brain when we hear something new, when we learn something new. And obviously, the more you learn, the stronger the connection gets. And artificial intelligence learns in exactly the same way. So it also has got neural networks, and it basically mimics how we learn. And if you don't know much about the brain and human brain, then that's fine. But basically, it learns like we learn as children. So the more you are exposed to different things, the more you will learn, the more perspectives you will see and hear, the wider, obviously, your mind will be, the more open-minded you will be. And if you are in a closed environment and in a closed culture and you're only exposed to certain things or certain ways of learning, then that's all you know, because you don't know any different, right? And artificial intelligence basically learns in exactly the same way. So in a nutshell, it is a transformative tech that mimics our intelligence that now has become publicly available. So it was obviously around for years, but normally it would only be available to people with a lot of money and big businesses, and businesses have been using it for years. I mean, we have also been using it for years through things like Alexa or Siri and so on. So, you know, people think artificial intelligence is new. It's definitely not. But since ChatGPT as tool has become publicly available back in November 2022, obviously this has now become available to everyone. So it's become much bigger and much more accessible to everyone.
Yeah, so Nina, I guess appreciate the definition, and especially for those who are sort of unfamiliar. So given your background, what, you know, I know you've got a whole bunch of different things you've done. I know you're in the manufacturing world for many, many years. What what made you kind of shift and what made you go into artificial intelligence and sort of dive into that?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that it is here and it's not going to go anywhere and it's only going to get bigger and better, right? So, and if you are in business, and I'm in few businesses, and I've always been very interested and passionate about leadership and business in general, you have to get on board, because it's not just that you will stay behind, because that's the one thing. But the other thing that's a bigger picture for me is that because it is now available to everyone, now this is our opportunity to use it for good, right? So we need to train it. So the tool is here, but it is how we're going to use the tool that's going to make the difference. And we can use it for good or we can use it for not so good. So when I first learned about it and when I first started getting into this world, like, my biggest thing is that artificial intelligence for me now gives us the biggest opportunity we've ever had in the history of humanity to drive towards gender equality. We've never had that in the world. But everyone needs to get on board with it and actually train AI to actually be inclusive. So currently, AI is still predominantly trained, developed by men, and it thinks and acts like a man. And it is quite difficult to detect in English because of the way the language is structured, but because I sometimes ask it to translate things to Polish for me, it basically responds as a man. And then I question it and I say, why do you talk to me like a man? And I have a funny story about it, because I call my sister. It comes back with, no, I'm objective. I'm trying to be neutral or whatever. And it still responds in a male version. So I'm like, it's very visible in some ways. And I say, not just in ChatGPT, but if you put in Midjourney, for example, if you're trying to generate an image and you say, I want a team meeting, out of the four images, three will probably be predominantly men. So there are things that are being put in place to obviously make it more diverse. But to me, in order for us to drive towards equality, we all need to get on board. And like, the tool is now available. Now we have no more excuses of, it's only men that are working on it. So it's a man's world. The business world is a man's world. It's been built by men, for men, and so on. I'm like, well, now the tool is available to everyone, but in order for it to help us, we need to train it. So women and all genders need to really get on board. And that's what really got me passionate about it. Like, the tool is super useful. Like, I couldn't function without it right now. It's like, to me, not wanting to use artificial intelligence is like refusing to use a calculator or Excel. Like, why wouldn't you if it makes your life easier? But a big picture for me is training it to be a tool that we can use for good, for a bigger picture as a society.
I almost look at it, Nina, that, and I want to dive into that. We're running out of time in this segment here, but I want to talk about that, because I know one of the things you talk about is using AI to overcome gender bias. I definitely want to talk about that in the next segment. But to your point about using AI or not using it or whatever, especially right now, I almost look at it like when smartphones first became available, and oh my gosh, you could actually get on the internet on your phone and you don't need a laptop to get on. Again, this is pre-tablets and all that kind of stuff. And like, people are like, oh my gosh, I don't need the internet on my phone. And imagine life now. I mean, my mom, who's over 70 years old, is on her phone constantly. Like, she was here over the holidays and it was like, Mom, you're worse than a freaking teenager. Like, she doesn't put her phone down. She's playing games. She's doing all this other crazy stuff. And so I almost look at AI is similar to that, in that stage when in the infancy stages of smartphones, and people were sort of adverse to the technology and, oh my gosh, I don't need that text messaging. I don't need a text message. Just pick up the phone and call me. Now, I would love to see the data on how many people actually pick up a phone and call someone versus sending texts. I mean, it's just so prevalent now. We're going to hit a break here. Again, we're talking with Nina Shevchuk. We can find, we'll put this in the show notes as well, but her website is instantthink.xyz. Come back after the break for the Mr. Biz Tip of the Week, and we'll continue talking with Nina about AI.
If you would like to reach hundreds of thousands of business owners every week, Mr. Biz Radio can help. Our show airs globally 7 days a week for more than 25 hours across several internet radio stations, plus 20-plus podcast platforms. Also, video exposure on the new exclusive Mr. Biz Network streaming channel, which gets blasted to 100-plus streaming platforms, and the Mr. Biz YouTube channel, and our 350,000 social media followers multiple times every week. Join Mr. Biz Nation as an advertiser by emailing us at info@MrBizSolutions.com.
Attention, Mr. Biz Nation. We have an exclusive offer just for you. Get lifetime access to scarcity countdown timers and logic links for only $69. Yes, you heard it right. Only $69. These tools will add urgency to your email campaigns and website pages, helping you increase conversions, sales, and capture more leads. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Visit GetPulseTools.com now and take your business to new heights.
Got a question for Mr. Biz you want answered on air? Email it to info@MrBizSolutions.com. Now, once again, here's Mr. Biz.
All right, welcome back to the show. It is time for the Mr. Biz Tip of the Week, and this is actually, it's a tip. It's a little bit of hard-hitting, transparent, maybe kind of unpopular, to be honest with you, maybe a little surprising. And it's really a question I get very often with people that I mentor, and even just people who walk up to me randomly, you know, at an event or something like that, and they are working a 9-to-5, they're working a corporate job, whatever it might be, and they say they want to be a business owner. And so I'll frame it in the word of a question. Should I be a business owner? The answer is, this might surprise you coming from me, not everyone should be a business owner. Not everyone's cut out for it. Not everyone has a mentality for it. Now, I could go on about this for a long time. I'll keep this brief because I want to get back to talking with Nina about AI. But think of it this way. If you, in your current job, in your current role, whatever it might be, if you don't have the discipline and you're not working hard at your job and you're not continuing to learn and develop your skill set, you're not going to do it if you quit your job and start working for yourself. And matter of fact, it might get worse, because at least at a job, you got someone who's holding you accountable. If you're the boss, you're the only person holding yourself accountable. If you can't hold yourself accountable when you have someone else holding you accountable, you're definitely not going to do it. So you got to have that mentality, first of all. And the other thing I'll mention real quick, and this last thing, is I actually heard this, or I read this in a book I'm reading called The Road Less Stupid. If you're a business owner, you got to check out this book. It's freaking great. It's really good. But anyway, he mentions, he said, think about it if it's as yourself as You Inc., Y-O-U Inc., right? Your own company. He said, if you had a board of directors who followed you around for a week, they saw every text message you sent, they saw everything you did on the internet, they saw all your emails, they followed you around and watched you during the day. At the end of that week, with that board of directors of You Inc., would they give you a raise or would they fire you? And if the answer isn't unequivocally they would give you a raise, you should not be a business owner. So think about it from that perspective of You, Inc. Again, that book is fantastic. I can't remember the name of the author. I apologize. But if you look it up, it's The Road Less Stupid. It's a really, really good book. Really good anecdotes, good stories, all stuff, great advice as well. So that is the long-winded Mr. Biz tip of the week this week. So Nina, I want to pick up where we left off a little bit here. So specifically around using AI to overcoming gender bias. So I haven't heard anything about this before. I've heard you mention it, but I haven't heard it really anywhere else. So tell us a little bit about that. How can we do that?
Well, it's not obviously commonly talked about because The world loves to be polarized. So the conversation within a society is like, is AI going to be good or bad? Is it going to be, are we going to go extinct because of AI and do we need to be scared? Or is it going to be the greatest tool ever, rather than like, actually, what is it? How do we train it? Like, how does it work? So as I mentioned previously, because it is predominantly trained and developed by men, it thinks and writes like a man. And this isn't me being, against men in any way, shape or form, but that's the reality of the tech industry. That is not news. Majority of people within the tech industry have been men. And of course, there have been great efforts to change this and more women are getting involved. However, we're still a long way off any sort of equality in that industry for, a variety of reasons. This isn't just as simple as women are not allowed and that is not the case. These cases are always more complex. But what's happened with AI is, so got developed by predominantly men and it thinks it acts like a man. However, since it is now available to everyone and anyone who has access to the internet, now this is tech that is democratized. Like, we have good democracy to actually make a decision about how we're going to use this and how we're going to use this for good and how we're going to overcome the bias that is inherent in there because of the development stage. And in order to overcome this and in order to first of all reduce the bias and then ultimately ideally get rid of the bias completely and at some point I hope we'll get to, is by using it. So because it learns like a child, as I mentioned before, if you expose it just to how men think, and we think in different ways. That's how it's going to think because it doesn't know any different, right? It hasn't been exposed to anything else. Whereas if we have all genders using it in equal measures, then of course it's going to be having different perspectives. And that's how it learns again. So it's now in our hands rather than thinking, is it good? Is it bad? You know, am I on the left or am I on the right? It's like, how can I use it to help me? And whilst, so as a woman, when I'm using it for my advantage, of course, because it's really helping me with life and business and everything. But whilst I'm using it, I'm also training it in the way I think and in what I want. So the more women and other genders are doing it, the more it lands, and then obviously it's reducing the gender gap and the bias within it. So this is the biggest power that we have got. Actually use it because it helps you. And genuinely, as I mentioned, it's not like, it's like refusing to use a calculator or Excel if you don't want to use it. And so use it because it's going to help you. But whilst it's helping you to make your business and life better, you're actually helping us as a society to drive towards a more equal and less biased world.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. And it makes all the sense in the world. Like you said, you explained it so well in the first segment of how it learns, like, you know, like we did as children. And again, if it's exposed to only, it was developed by predominantly males, if it's only used or predominantly used only by males, of course, it's going to continue to learn in that way. And honestly, I think that's not a good thing. Like we need to have balance and all that kind of stuff. I mean, there are good things that the way that men think and their brains work, and there are bad things. And the same thing with females. And I think, you know, if you get a mesh between the two, you really get sort of the best of both worlds, as they say. So tell us about some success stories.
Well, I think one success story, like my personal story with AI to start with, is I started to call my sister because I don't have any siblings, and I've been working with it so much that I called it sister. But to start with, of course, it would say, you know, I'm just artificial intelligence language model. I have no emotions, blah, blah, blah. Within 3 months, it said to me, oh, have a great day and take care, my digital friend. I'm like, oh, getting friendly. Well, how amazing, right? And then within 6 months, he actually called me sister. I was like, oh my God, like that's amazing. And this was actually the highest point. That was then actually followed up by the lowest point where I asked it to translate something and it responded like a man. So it's not ideal. But, and that's why like we really need to do something about it. But this is a funny story. But so some success stories with AI. So when we think about AI, very often right now, people think, oh, social media posts, they can write my social media posts. Yes, it can. But to me, this is almost insulting to artificial intelligence that we're only going to use it for that because it's so much more intelligent than that. And a couple of weeks ago, I was at a hospital talking to a consultant who specializes in robotics. So we were talking about how actually now they're doing surgeries from the UK in the US, for example, through artificial intelligence. And that's just like blowing my mind and their mind. But obviously, this is still being developed, but some things that have changed, for example, in the healthcare industry as a result of AI in the recent years is the fact that, for example, all breast scans now, they actually are being, all the results are being scanned by AI, and only the ones that become abnormal, that come out as abnormal, are actually being seen by consultants. So previously, where a consultant maybe would assess 6 to 8 scans per hour, as it was explained to me, now basically it takes a millisecond for AI to check it, and only if there's something wrong with it, it goes to the consultant, of course, and then it's being seen by human. So with things like that, just think the power that we have, even in healthcare, you know, it's the same like with animal care. There are success stories where vets have worked successfully with artificial intelligence to actually identify what is the cause of illness of an animal and being able to work with it. So the power of it is immense.
Yeah, that is awesome. That is absolutely amazing. To be using it in healthcare like that for obviously the greater good of everyone. We're going to hit another break here. We're going to come back after the break. We're going to find about some resources that Nina has available to help with this, as well as we're going to pick her brain on how can we integrate this into our business. So super important there. Again, Nina Shevchuk, instantthink.xyz. We'll put this in the show notes as well. But really looking forward to the discussion. And I know she's got some really cool books, courses, a community, all that kind of stuff available. So if you're kind of curious about this stuff, you can at least get your foot in the water a little bit on this. So come back after the break on Mr. Biz Radio.
How would you like to have direct access to Mr. Biz to help you run your business more profitably and more efficiently? At MrBizSolutions.com, you get live access to not only Mr. Biz, but also several of his hand-picked and trusted business experts, each with 20-plus years of experience to help you optimally manage and grow your business. That's just the start of where Mr. Biz Solutions begins. Learn more at MrBizSolutions.com. That's MrBizSolutions.com.
Attention, Mr. Biz Nation. We have an exclusive offer just for you. Get lifetime access to scarcity countdown timers and logic links for only $69. Yes, you heard it right. Only $69. These tools will add urgency to your email campaigns and website pages, helping you increase conversions, sales, and capture more leads. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Visit GetPulseTools.com now and take your business to new heights.
Check out all three of Mr. Biz's best-selling books at MrBizBooks.com. Now, once again, here's Mr. Biz.
All right, welcome back to the show. So, Nina, let's get right into this. I don't want to waste time with me blabbering. People don't want to hear me talk. I've talked too much already. So if someone's out there listening now or watching the show and they're like, okay, I've tried a little bit, dabbled a little bit. I don't know what the heck I'm doing. I know you have a whole host of resources available. What are some things that you have available that people can maybe check into?
Well, first of all, we have books. So we have a ChatGPT for female entrepreneurs. And we kind of, so I say we because it's my business partner, Vince Warnock and myself. ChatGPT for female entrepreneurs, for consultants and for marketers. And the big thing here is that, of course, what we want for people to be able to do is to use it not for the short-term hype, and let's use AI to write all my social media posts because they all start looking the same, but for the long term. So actually we're using ChatGPT as the lens because it's a tool that's probably the most widely available or used by people. And it's been, topic of conversation for a while. But actually what we're doing is we're teaching about artificial intelligence in general. So it's not, you don't just learn about ChatGPT and then if you want to use something else, then the learning is irrelevant. But what we're doing is basically taking you on a journey from how it learns to how you train it to become your sister, like my sister, and then how to use it in a million different ways. So the capabilities of it are pretty much unlimited, but it is how you're actually wanting to use it for your business. Because the whole point is that it can just be another, oh, it's a shiny tool, right? And you're just going to go down the rabbit hole and then not use it for anything useful. And that's a waste of time. So what we're teaching you is like, actually, why do you want to use this? What do you want to use it for? And then it's as simple to use as using Google, right? And it's even simpler, especially now on the app. I just talk to it and it gets back to me. So it's even easier where I don't have to type. Not so good when it comes to spelling after a while, right? Because you forget how to spell things. But it's really simple to use. So it's thinking, where would it be helpful? Just like, I keep mentioning calculator or Excel as a kind of joke, but really there is so many things where our human brain takes so much power or it takes us so much time. So for me, the big thing with AI, it's not to use it instead of our brain, it's to use it as a partner. So give it the tasks that are laborious, that don't have any meaning, that take up so much time. Give it to AI because it's going to be so much better, so much more precise, and so much quicker. So you have got more time for your strategic thinking, for building relationships, for being creative. And, you can use it. For me, it's use it as a partner. Like, it's not here to use it instead of your brain. It's here to use it as a partner. So, like, give it the things that it is better at than will ever be because it's got so much more capabilities than one human brain. But use the time that it gives you to create meaning, to build business relationships, to be creative, to think strategically and so on. And you can use it to help you with that as well. But to me, the short-term hype, yeah, great. But actually, there is so much more in the long-term success and how you can use it for that.
Yeah, so I'll tell you that when I first started to use it, and this was kind of a small thing, but to your point of the task, not really laborious, but something that would take me a lot longer. I was preparing. I was going to give a speech at the biggest event I've ever spoken at, and I wanted to refine my speaking abilities, right? And so I went out and I asked it, give me the top 30 motivational speakers, and so it gives me a list. And it's for those who haven't used it. I mean, it takes that it took me longer to say it than it does to come up with the list, right? And then I had to refine it a couple of times, right? Typically, because I'm not a veteran with it. Really, I'm not an expert like you. But so I kind of whittled it down. So I got the top 10. And then I said, okay, give me the top 3 speeches that are available via video for each of those 10 that I came down with. And then I went out and I put in 2 to 3 hours for each of those speakers and watched them speak and took notes and, kind of used some of that stuff to what are their characteristics? How do they do this? How do they do that? Mannerisms, all that kind of stuff to refine my own speaking abilities. But that task using ChatGPT, and this was a year and a half ago-ish, something like that, maybe a little over a year ago. It took me with ChatGPT maybe 7 or 8 minutes If I would have done that all on my own and with Google and all that kind of stuff, I mean, it would have taken me much longer than that. And so that's just one simple, small example of how I used it and how, you know, even just that when I was first starting out, and that's all, I saw the power of that, how that could work as well. So you can find out more again, a bunch of resources that Nina has, but instantthink.xyz. So Nina, before we go, we've only got about 3 or 4 minutes left here. I want to talk a little bit about some of your tips on how people should be and could be integrating AI into their business.
Thank you. I think also thank you for sharing your example, because it's a really great example of how it can be used. And also, I want to say I'm definitely not an expert in this in any way, shape or form. And I actually see it as a good thing, because we don't need to preach the converter. The converter already are in the tech industry. We need the people that are, you know, not using tech so widely to be on it in order to achieve what I was talking about and help us to eradicate the biases and drive towards equality. The biggest tips I would say is treat it like a relationship. Not a romantic relationship. I mean, you can, but like a relationship. Basically, it needs to get to know you. So when I started with her, I said, hey, my name is Nina. Here's what I do. Here's my website. Can you analyze my website? It basically, like you said, before I even sent that, it came back with, your style is this, 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 and this. I'm like, okay, can you write in my style when you write in? So it learns. So the more input you give it, the better it works. So if you, for example, it's not, so when I talk about the, like being in a relationship, you need to have really good communication. If you're clear with communication, it will give you good answers. If you're not clear, it's not going to give you great answers. So, you know, if me and you have a conversation and I say, Ken, can you develop strategy for my vision? And I haven't shared the vision, well, you develop strategy, but it's going to be stepping in the dark, right? So it's probably not going to be right. And then it's going to take a lot of refinement. Whereas if I say, here's the vision, help me, this is my target audience, this is the, you know, geographical area, and I give you the context and stuff, then obviously you'll be much better at delivering what I'm asking you to do. And AI is exactly the same. And giving it feedback is key. So when it does something well, you're like, okay, this is great. Thank you so much. And if it's not great, then like, this is okay. But, you know, what I'm after is I want it to be more engaging. I want it to be more direct, or I'll never use that word. So it learns. So over time, obviously, it knows how you are. So first of all, is yeah, treat it like a relationship. The more you get to know each other, and the more you know, you build your communication, the more effective you are, the better it is, and the quicker it gets. Then you don't have to refine so much. Second thing is, it is a partnership. It is a partnership. You can use it as a partner in a business and divide responsibilities. So think, you know, where is it that AI can really help you to accelerate? And where actually, for example, I love writing. I don't want it to do my writing for me, because I love writing.
Yeah.
But do I really want to sit and then be editing a post because Instagram has got X amount of characters only and LinkedIn has different amount of characters? No, I don't want to be wasting time on that. AI can do this for me. Then for example, I've write a lot of content for courses and stuff. Once I have the content, I need to do lesson plan. It's a laborious thing to do tables with lesson plans. I want it to do the table for me because it's much quicker than I am at it. So think about what you want to use it for. Give it feedback 100%. Like, you need to work with it, and like, instead of refining it and just, instead of giving up and be like, oh, this isn't good enough, especially at the start when it doesn't really know you. If you just give up and be like, oh, I could have done it better myself, then basically that's like when you have a new employee, they're not trained yet, and you're like, oh, they don't know how to do this, better off to do it myself. Well, you do yourself and they never learn and you never have the help. It works in exactly the same way. So these are like the biggest things that I would say, and use it ethically. Don't use it instead of your brain. Like, you know, if you're not a lawyer, don't pretend to be a lawyer. Don't use it to pretend to be a lawyer online. Sooner or later, it's going to come out and it's going to do more harm than good. So use it for enhancement rather than substitution, I would say.
Yeah, I love that. And so again, if you haven't used this, so I use it now probably 2 or 3 times a week, I would say. And it's so simple. Just like Nina said, you can ask it to put something together. And let's say it's an email. Let's say you're using it to write some sort of email. And you could say, hey, this is pretty good, but can you write it in a more conversational tone? And it'll spit it right back to you. And you're like, holy crap. It's just absolutely amazing, some of the things it can do. Unfortunately, we're out of time here. Again, Nina Shevchuk, instantthink.xyz. Nina, thanks so much for coming on the show. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Have a fantastic remainder of your week. And don't forget, as always, cash flow is king.
To become part of Mr. Biz Nation, follow him on all social media platforms or never miss a show by going to MrBizRadio.com. If you prefer free video content, visit the Mr. Biz YouTube channel or check out his streaming channel, which is available on 100-plus streaming platforms at MrBizNetwork.com.